Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Luke chapter 2 tonight. Verse 36 to 38 in the New International Version. Are you ready? Media, are you ready? Let's go. There is also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Peniel, the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying, coming up to them at that very moment. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the series on the anointing that we've been in for Pastor Gill last week and different messages that have come forth now. I pray that your power would come upon me to preach and teach, that your power would come upon all of us, giving us ears to hear and a heart to respond, that tonight people would receive hope and courage and strength, that tonight people would be equipped to fulfill purpose and plan. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing in this great church and 140 life groups that were launched over this last week. We celebrate you. Come on, give them praise. We celebrate you right now. Have your way right now. Anoint these lips of clay, gracious, awesome God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, you ready? You ready? It took a long time before I first experienced death. What I mean by death, a death of a loved one, someone I knew. I remember the first death that I can remember as a child. And it was our gym teacher assistant. I was in elementary school in East Hampton, Long Island, and his name was Big Jim. Big Jim, and he was a big dude. And he had a heart attack, and he died. And they had a funeral for him literally down the street from where the school was. The school is just elementary school right inside of the town of East Hampton, Long Island, New York. And at the recess, you could go see Big Jim in the coffin if you wanted to, which I thought was unusual. I'd never seen a dead person, and I was able to go. My mom didn't know about it, probably finding out right now for the first time. Thank God for the King's Christian School. We will not take your kids to see dead people. Amen. But there is great value in going to a wake and great value in going to a funeral. And I will never forget walking in and seeing Big Jim, clearly without life. And I went up and I looked at him. I was in fifth grade, fourth grade. None of my friends wanted to go. I remember touching it for a second, touching the body, and realizing Big Jim is gone. And I was sad because he was very kind. It's a universal experience, death. It comes to everyone. How many of you have been through a death recently and you're grieving? Maybe you're grieving tonight. May God comfort you and help you. How do you handle that grief? How do you handle difficulty? How do you handle sorrow? Have you ever lost something that's near and dear to you? I have. I love finding things. My son has an unusual gift for finding things that are lost. It's got to be an anointing. It's probably the gift of the evangelist operating in him at a very young age. If you ever lost anything in the Bracken home, which happens from time to time, you ask my son, Minister Daniel, who's leading youth upstairs tonight with over 120, 130 kids up there. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He can find it. He prays, and then he just goes and looks for, he can pick things out. backs of earrings, the smallest things, he can find it. He can find wallets, he could just find stuff. I was with my dad, and his short-term memory is not what it used to be, and he's diagnosed with, well, they say it's probably Alzheimer's. I say, thank you, Jesus, for touching my dad. But I watched him grieve over the fact that he can't remember. I don't think he recognized Karen 100%. I watched him go to do something and forget what he was doing and then come back, and he doesn't drive anymore. And as a son, seeing my father, who he was a champion in many, many ways, a tremendous man, very successful, put himself through law school, Marine, he was a Marine, and was in the JAG, all that. And to see him slipping and not having the vocabulary he used to have, it's a grievous thing for him. I asked him, how are you doing? He says, it's difficult to not remember things. I don't like it. I said, I bet. He said, but I'll never confess that. I said, okay. My dad is always winning. The winning's not everything. It's the only thing to him. But he's grieving the loss of his memory, and I'm finding myself grieving also. Like, dad's older. Wow. You ever felt useless? This is a powerful text of Scripture because it shows us this precious lady, and we'll look at it verse by verse. You know, you have a choice to be useless, or you have a choice to flourish. You have a choice tonight to be a victim, or you can take God's intended purpose and plan and become a victor. It is not God's intention for you to lose. It is an unbiblical thing to ever lose. He said, well, I just lost my house, or I just lost my job. Well, that's not the end of the story. I just lost my loved one. I'm losing my memory. Well, be healed. It's not the end of the story. We are a spirit having a human experience, not a human having a spiritual one. I am a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit. I'm going to say that. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. You have to purpose in your heart what God has for you, what his plans are for you. He comes to turn things around, to change things. He comes to pour out his spirit upon you and equip you and establish you and use you as a trophy of his grace. That's his plan. Shake free of a victim mentality. Can you say amen?
Come on, go ahead. Go ahead, shake free.
So you have a choice in life. You have a choice in life. I'm in the notes. You all got it? Good. You have a choice in life. Let's look at the text, Roman numeral 2. There was also a prophet, Anna. That's amazing. You say, what's so amazing about that? Because there were none, basically. There was a 400-year period between, it's called the intertestamental period, when the book of Malachi ends and the New Testament begins with the fulfillment of the one crying in the wilderness, the fulfillment of the one who would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and children to the fathers, the one with the spirit of Elijah, John the Baptist. There's a 400-year period where there's no prophecy. It's nothing happening. And yet here is this lady who's a prophet, identified as a prophet, and that's very significant. She's a daughter of Peniel, the tribe of Asher. In Genesis 32, verse 30, there's a couple different ways. Peniel is one way to pronounce it. Peniel is another way. It's the face of God. So I love this because the daughter of Peniel, the daughter, her father's name is Peniel. I think that's significant. As we've traveled, and I've been traveling much more than I would care to, I am seeing the incredible evidence of godly parents in a younger generation and the evidence of ungodly ones. And Joshua, the son of Nun, I love that. Why does it even mention, the son of Nun? Well, that's just the way, yeah, that's perhaps a cultural thing as well, but it's fascinating to see the influence where she comes from in her lineage. She's the daughter of her father, whose name means the face of God. And that originates from that encounter with Jacob when Jacob wrestled with God at Peniel. That's the name. Two different ways to pronounce it. And it signifies an encounter with God. She's the daughter of an encounter of God. Now, you might not know your father, but I'm telling you, you can encounter God and he will change your name and he will put things in you and change you, and you could be powerfully used just like she was. And she was from the tribe of Asher. The tribe of Asher is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. You can see Genesis 49:20. This Asher is often associated with prosperity and blessing. So by identifying, by Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, identifying that she's the daughter of the man, face of God is his name, and of the tribe of prosperity and blessing, he's giving honor and he's showing where she comes from. But she's a woman who experienced grief. Now, there's a lot of different ways to try to figure out how old she is. And there's some argument here about how old she is. Some say she's 84. Some say she's over 100. That she's 106. I've studied both ways, and honestly, I have no idea. All I know is she's very old. So if she's 84, then the Bible would say that 84 is very old. But then again, there's Methuselah. I would say that's very old, but it does say she's very old. So it gives you an indication. And she's not bitter. She's not angry. There's no indication that she's mad at God for being a widow all these years. There's no indication that she hasn't seen the promise of fulfillment now that she's 106. Can you imagine getting a promise? We read later on, she gets the same prophetic word that Simeon has. You won't die before basically you see the Messiah. So I mean, like, her life is supernaturally extended and she gets to see the fulfillment even in her old age. Whether she's 84 or 106, she gets to see her prophetic promise. That's amazing. I'm telling you, God will fulfill the plan he has for you if you just do what she did, the Anna anointing. I had a wonderful talk with Minister Becky, who's no way near the age of Anna. But I was so blessed after I hung up our phone call today, as you have been strategizing and planning the opening of Maple Springs, another retirement home. We're opening another extension. We're opening another congregation. Primrose Retirement Community, King's Primrose, for how many years now? 14, 15 years? Okay, so 12, I'm gonna call it 15 maybe, 14, 15. So we have a whole congregation there, and she calls them her peeps. She goes and she visits them, she preaches to them every Sunday. There's a whole team, a worship team, and they lay hands on them, and their sermons go into all the community there at Primrose, and that grows. It decreases. They graduate and they go to heaven. People get born again there, and then it's the last stop before heaven. And the desire of our beloved sister and others is to see that happen all over America. Wouldn't that be great? That at retirement homes, they didn't send COVID patients to wipe them out. That happened. You know that happened. We send the gospel to see them saved and born again. And you do such a great job, Minister Becky, and I honor you tonight. You're a tremendous pastor. You are. And I'm grateful. And we're opening Maple Springs. Maybe you want to help with that. It'll open. It'll open here in a few weeks. And we're very, very grateful. It could just be like, well, I'm older now and I'm retired. And I'm not doing anything. I think people that are retired have a lot of time on their hands. And it's best to get a vision like Anna. And I've seen old people say, well, I'm just old now. What can I do? I'm not wanted. Bind the devil off of your thinking right now. But I've seen the same thing with young people. Well, I'm so young. I mean, what can I do? What do you mean? Timothy was young.
What do you mean, what can you do? You can change the world.
So she was filled with grief, and she was an old woman. You see, this Anna was an old woman. She was very old. Wow. Widows in the biblical context here were often dependent upon others, yet Anna transformed her position to being a, well, what's that word? She wasn't there at the birth, but she's, you know, it's like a spiritual nanny to Jesus. I mean, she's right there. And the prophetic word comes to pass. She could have been at home. She could have been, you know, like I said, angry, bitter. Sometimes when people get older, they see themselves as useless. I've known some middle-aged people that are useless. Shoot, I used to be useless and I wasn't elderly. The truth is, if you don't serve God, no matter what you're doing, it's useless. Let me run that through one more time. The purpose in life is to serve God and to see His plan come about in your life, for Him to be glorified, to love God, and to be a deliverer of men. That is a purpose for all of us, whether you're doing it as a plumber, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, or whether you're an Anna in the house of the Lord, continually seeking Him day and night, night and day. There was a court of the women where they would be. And you can look through Scripture. They could come at all hours to come and pray. And that's what it says she did. She didn't just give up. She prayed for revival, ultimate revival, Jesus. She prayed for the birth of the Messiah. I was talking to a Jewish lady not long ago. And I brought her from Genesis all the way through the Old Testament. Every type and shadow I know, and there's a lot, for an hour plus. Came all the way through proving that Jesus is the Lamb of God, that Jesus is the Messiah, through all the Passover. You know, at Passover, when they kill the lambs at Passover, that's when Jesus was crucified. I mean, on and on and on and on, all through the whole thing. And so at the end, the person, this precious Jewess, said to me, "So you mean to tell me that if I don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that I'm going to go to hell?" I said, "Yes, yes, but you don't have to." Anna contended. And there's lessons to be learned here. Lesson from Anna's life. I call it the Anna anointing. Understand that God wants to bless you. Come on, bump your neighbor and say, "Understand, God wants to bless you." Okay, because if you don't know that, if you don't know that God wants to bless you, it's like, then what does He want to do? I don't know. I don't know what God wants to do. He put this disease on me. No, He didn't. No, He doesn't put disease on you. He doesn't give you depression. He doesn't give you cancer. Death is not from God. Why does everybody die? This is the fallenness of mankind. But let me take you on a quick journey. And I think we have these scriptures on the screen, I pray. Genesis 12:2. And this journey through the Old Testament as well as in the New, eight different scriptures. I just wanted just a light touch to show you that it has always been God's plan to bless His people. It is always His plan. Well, how come they went off into captivity? Because they sinned. But yet, even in captivity, He's going to bring them back over and over. Pay attention. Watch this. Genesis 12 and 2, "I'll make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will be a blessing, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you." It's one of the earliest covenants where God expresses His desire to bless Abraham and all those that bless him. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Psalm 67, verse 1 and 2. This is God's blessing that brings salvation to the nations. "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us, so that your ways may be known in the earth, your salvation among the nations." God's blessing, His desire is for global blessing. That is His desire. That is His intention. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 6. If you have that,
read it with me in the New International Version and let it sink in. I'd encourage you to say this over your life every day. Come on, someone say, I'm blessed. Ready, set, go. If you fully obey the Lord your God and are carefully follow all of his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. All of these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your flock and your calves and your herds and your lambs and your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. It outlines clearly that blessings from God, but you'll notice there's a bunch of ifs in there. If. Blessing just doesn't happen because you just came to church tonight. Blessing happens if you obey him, if you live for him, if you love him. Sure is quiet in this Baptist church. Come on, lift your hands to heaven all across this place. God bless the Baptist. Come on, say, I'm blessed. Say, if I love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength, I will be blessed. Amen. Matthew talks about that. Don't be like the pagan, running after money, running after this, running after that. God knows what you have need of. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add all things. It really transcends all the Ten Commandments, honestly. Really, if you just do the first one, you'll end up doing all 10. Let me run that through one more time. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and strength, you won't have any idols. You won't covet your neighbor's wife. You won't murder. Hello, you won't steal. Just love God. It's pretty simple. Do I have to do all the Ten Commandments? Yes. Can you? No. That's why you need a Savior. But you can love God with all your heart. Can you say amen? Amen. Ephesians 1 and 3, praise be to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has, he's what? He did what? He blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. James 1 and 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. That's another version that's just in my heart. The NIV says, who does not change like the shifting shadows. Numbers 6 and 24, I pray it over every time we have church, and others are instructed to do the same when I'm not here, because it is that powerful. It is the high priestly, the blessing, the ironic blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. John 10 and 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. It is God's intention to give you life, Zoe, real life. Not a cursed, broken, depressed life filled with fear, anxiety, poverty, and lack. He's here to bless you. He's here to bless you. Why am I telling you that? Because if you don't line your heart up with the reality of what God's word says, then you will not contend for it. You'll receive the epicac from hell. Oh, just have to have some epicac. They know differently right now. Or not epicac makes you, sometimes you need epicac. That makes you throw up. It's not very nice to talk about in church. A cod liver oil. Just to line you up at the fridge. How many of you got lined up at the Frigidaire and got served the cod liver oil? There's castor oil. It's cod liver oil, right, Mom? Thank God you didn't do that. I bless you for that. It's fantastic. Never gave me margarine either. High five. Butter, baby, butter. It's God's plan for you to have a blessed life. Settle it. Well, how come? Well, there's a lot of reasons why you might not have the full blessing of God in your life. And if you want to be a victim all your life, that is an unbiblical thing, and you can do that if you want to. I've given up on that long ago. I am not a victim. I am a conqueror, more than a conqueror. I am a victor. I am God's favorite one, and so is everyone else that'll receive what Jesus has done. And I don't receive defeat. We don't lose. I don't know how. It's unbiblical. Well, you might go through a skirmish and end up with a scraped knee. You get up and bind the devil. Pray, fast, contend, believe, push back the enemy. Declare the plan of God. Declare victory. Come on, somebody say, I'm victorious. Get it in your heart. Sorry to spit on you. Get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. It's God's plan to bless you, for you to prosper in every way, even as your soul prospers. If prosperity was defined by just money, well, that's an unbiblical thing. There's a lot of people that have money tonight that are on their bed in torment. That is not prosperity. Real prosperity, real success is having what God says you can have, being who God says you can be, and doing what God says you can do, and receiving in the end. When you're dead and you come before the throne, which we will all come individually before him to give an account for our life, and you will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Live for that day. Contend for that. And it has nothing to do with getting how many toys he has the most toys wins. You're an idiot. You need to be delivered. Raise your hands to heaven and just give him praise. Hallelujah. Life, not cursing, life. And Anna knew that. She knew that. She lived to go pray and to fast day and night, contending for the promise of God. It is amazing. One more scripture, Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So you have to know. Turn to one more scripture. It's not in your notes, but you should turn there. Romans 8, verse 28. So you have to settle it in your heart. If you're a widow, if you're young, if you're old, if you've been through all kinds of loss and difficulty, if you're struggling with Alzheimer's, believe for healing, but contend and understand. There's no Alzheimer's in heaven. There's no dementia in heaven. Contend for the blessing of God. Come on, someone say, I want everything that God has for me. It's like a spiritual greed. It's a good thing to earnestly covet the greater gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. So if you understand what God wants to do, then you lay hold of it and you don't back off until it manifests in your life. You know, I have an amazing marriage. We took time to go see Dad and my stepmom. And that was great. I missed you. Because we get busy. We get grinding it out and going for it. You know, the other half of going to see my dad was for me. Because God's intention was for my wife and I to spend some time together and serve together. And you know what's funny? My phone broke on day one. And AT&T couldn't figure out how to get me another one. So, I mean, if you wanted to get a hold of me, I'm so sorry. But nobody could get a hold of me. And then you had to call her. Yeah. Pastor Karen's like, la, 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 la. God will do surprising things in your life. We needed that. We didn't even know we needed it. We needed it. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Come on, give me an amen, Pastor Karen. Romans 8:28. And we know, everybody say, and we know. And we know that in all things, God works for the good for those that love him and who've been called according to his purpose. It is the plan of God. It is a promise from God that he will work that death, work that difficulty, work that grief, work that sorrow, work that anxiety. He will work it for good. It's not all good. Somebody once said to me, oh, it's all good, bro. It's all good in the hood. Well, no, it ain't all good, the hood. There's people dying, and there's stuff that's not all good. But for the believer, for those that love God, there is a promise that though you might be a widow, or though you might be going through difficulty, or you might experience loss or a setback, God will work it for good for those that... Does anybody love God in here? God will work it for good for anybody that loves God. That's you. He's turning it. Come on, somebody say he's turning it around. It's the Anna anointing. Lessons from an old prophetess. Old, it says old, very old. Sorry, I'm gonna say that differently. Lessons from a very old woman. Biblical. Draw near to God, verse 37. She never left the temple. She worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. You know, I went through some things here a couple weeks ago that was, it was interesting. It was a humbling. And I don't care for that, but on the other hand, I've lived long enough and know the word of God enough to realize that's good. I don't like it. How many of you want to be humbled? Well, bless you, my child. Bless you. So I don't like, oh, humble me. But how many know the Lord knows? And I got a prophetic word. You know, you heard a prophetic word from Jim LaFoon. Anybody say, can we hear the prophetic word that was spoken over you? No. No, you can't. Why not? Because it was for me. It's not for the whole congregation. Yeah, it could be, you know. But the point is, the very thing that I said to the Lord is a very prophetic word I got at a prophetic conference in Maui just a few weeks ago. Yeah. I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm just going to love you with all that I am, and I'm going to let you just do it all, God. I'm going to go to the default of loving God, radically loving God. I don't know how to figure out some of these other things. A prophet comes, pops up into my face and says, the Lord's teaching you things. He says the same thing that God spoke to me. I'm teaching you things through all of this. I'm like, okay, teach me, God. Help me learn. I get the same word. I'm teaching you things so that you could be ready for the next season. Aren't you glad for that? Yeah, being humbled is good. And she went to God day and night, night and day. When you go through things, draw near to God. Don't run. Don't run. What if I'm in trouble? Then run to him. Dr. Morocco tells a story of Phil, his brother, who was always getting in trouble. And Dan Morocco is a big man. He's like 6'4", big operatic voice. And they would get the pressure on the hind seat of their understanding. Get spanked. And Phil would just come to his dad and hold on to his leg. I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. And his father just couldn't quite get a hold of him. And he seemed that he would just get less of a licking than the other kids. Listen, if you're going through difficulty, repent and run to the Father. Run to him. Run and say, mercy, help me learn. Run to him. Don't run away. You can't run fast enough, Jonah. He made the sea, the land, and all the fishes in the sea, and he might just send one to swallow you. And you can cry out from the belly of a fish, or you can run and change direction. Never lose hope, verse 38. Coming up at that very moment, I have to stop there and say, it is profound divine timing. Divine timing always comes to the person who's in prayer, always. If you're in prayer and you're fasting, you will never miss the timings of God. Don't be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. You love God. If you seek first his kingdom, then you will not miss what he has for you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. And this divine timing to fulfill this prophetic word coming up at that very moment. I mean, that very moment. She could have gone to the bathroom. You know, I know people that actually need to hear this message, but they're not here. Well, they can hear it online, of course, but it's not the same thing. I've known people, including myself, that I was supposed to be someplace, but I let some irritation or some distraction or something happen, and I missed what took place. When you seek first the kingdom of God, and you stay connected to the vine, you will be right where you need to be. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Can you say amen? Wow. Choose to be used by God. I love how it says that she's a prophetess, which means that she prophesied. She didn't consider her age. She said, I'm going to be used by God. You know, there's no greater thing than to be used by God. No greater thing than to be used by the Lord. You got to see things from You got to see things from God's perspective. So oftentimes we don't. So oftentimes we see it from our perspective. You ever heard of a bird's eye view? It's a God's eye view. It's seeing things the way that the Lord would see it, which of course prayer and fasting require. So oftentimes we don't see it that way, and we miss out. I think she saw from God's perspective. Well, God's talking to us very simply. Choose to flow in God's power. Choose to not be a victim and be a victor. Choose to be someone, no matter what your age, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what the setbacks, choose to live life to the full with God. Serve Him, love Him, yield to Him, pray. Be a model. She's a model for others. Yeah, I'm going to brag on my mother, who is a great woman of God. And you've been a model to me, Mom. You have been through incredible opposition and difficulty from a young age, and you overcame, and you overcame, and you overcame. And you are, to me, the definition of an overcomer. Widowed twice. I won't list all the things. But you're an example to me of someone who overcomes and keeps loving God. Can I tell one beautiful story? I love you, Mom. Went through a horrible death a number of years ago without going into details. And it was so upsetting at 83 years old or so that she cracked emotionally. She just, I didn't know if she was going to come back. And we were praying. My brother and I were praying. Whole family was praying for Mom. And we were afraid to leave her alone. And she was in a bad place. I remember calling her. I will never forget that phone call as long as I live. You answered the phone. He said, "Oh, hi, son. You sounded 20 years younger." I said, "Mom, what happened?" She says, "Oh, everything's going to be all right." I said, "Okay, what happened?" She said, "Oh, Jesus came and visited me." I said, "No kidding." She says, "Yes. I understand my purpose. I understand what happened. Everything's all right. Praise the Lord." I said, "Praise the Lord." And clearly, there is no explanation for this precious lady right here to say Jesus must have visited her, because the fruit of a transformed life, from going nearly insane to totally healed and on your way and purpose of God. Come on, if you'll just seek God, He'll turn it around. It's the Anna anointing. And that really is part of your calling. That's what you do. You pray all day. Thank God. It's my number one intercessor, is my mother. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate it. Live long. I need lots of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. She's a model. Anna is a model for others to follow. That's what you should be. If people live their life for God like you're living their life for God, how would it work out? How would it work out? Lastly, there's a call here to day and night prayer. This is a text that really speaks of day and night prayer. We are endeavoring to move in that direction, slowly as it might be. We have, as far as I know, the longest lasting early morning prayer meeting in the state. I might be wrong, but as far as I know, it's 20, well, it's since 1997. It was the Valley Worship Center. 1999 became King's Chapel Wasilla, and it has had a morning prayer meeting every single morning since then, with some deviation. In other words, there was only two people coming, and somebody got sick. We didn't have prayer that day. Pastor Timothy and I, and Minister Micah. In the early days, it'd be us. Then we started streaming on, I don't know what it was, some third Ustream. It's like pre-YouTube. No, really, we've been streaming for 18 years plus. And we would stream morning prayer. And, you know, we would have the camera in close so then you could step out of the frame and then they couldn't see. We thought about putting on disguises to try to show that there was more people in prayer to maybe encourage others. But then we thought that would be deceptive. We better not do that. And we thought that was sin. So we didn't wear disguises. But it was just us three. There's a couple others that were faithful. And those prayer meetings are so powerful. It's the reason we're here tonight. Prayer is the key for revival. It's the key for our nation. It's the key to an outpouring. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Give yourself to prayer. That's what the Anna anointing is really about. It's about prayer turns things around. There's an unction that comes on you if you will pray. Day and night she prayed. We're going to have 24 hours a day. One day we'll have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So far for now, we will see you in the morning. Morning prayer. Come on, raise your hand if you say, Pastor, I'm going to pray an hour a day. No, I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to close. Can I have some keys if you would, please, Brother Keys? If you say, Pastor, I'm going to commit myself to morning prayer 3 days a week, would you raise your hand? I'm going to come 3 days a week. Good. We had 65. Where's Bill? 65, Bill? Something like that. 65 people, I think, in prayer. Bill, where are you, Bill? Bill, you're here somewhere. Looking for the Trump hat. All right. Sweet. 65, Bill, is that right? This morning? 65. I'd like to start hitting 100. Why? Because we need God's help. And he is helping us. The harvest is great. Labors are few. Listen closely. Pray, ye Lord of the harvest, King James, that he would thrust forth laborers. The release of laborers, leaders, the release of the harvest is contingent upon laborers and leaders, which is contingent upon prayer. Prayer and missions always go together. So I'm going to believe for 100 people in prayer. We got 65 this morning. We could hit 100. I said we could hit 100. All right, raise your hand again. You're gonna come 3 days a week. Good. The Lord sees your hand. I'm not writing your name down. He sees it. He takes vows very seriously. He saw your hand just now. Right now, he saw it. And online's good, but it's not the same. Or you say, well, I can't do that because I'm traveling. I'm not here. I'm going to make donuts. Whatever. You can pray an hour a day. Raise your hand if you're gonna pray an hour a day. You believe God to pray an hour a day. We're good. Good. Dr. Morocco from his father on the inside of every Bible, the minister who doesn't pray 2 hours a day isn't worth a dime. I write it on the inside of every Bible I have too. Thirdly, lastly, I can't come to morning prayer in an hour. I'm hoping for 10 minutes. Good. That's a good place. 10 minutes is a good, 5 minutes is a good place to start. How many of you can pray more? That's everybody. That should be everybody. All right. All right. The Anna anointing. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, thank you. If you need a turnaround in your life, stand. And I'm going to close just after this. You need a turnaround. You got something that's got to turn around. Come on now. Come on. Say, God's going to turn it around. Come on, say it again. Say, God's going to turn it. Come on, say it like you mean it. God is going to turn my thing around. I decree for every single person standing tonight that needs a turnaround for them and for their family, for their situation. I take authority with agreement, your word and them, each and every one, that demon power is broken, that obstacles are being removed right now and right now and right now. I pray for favorable decisions in court cases. I pray for a release of money and resources. I pray for a turning now, a turnaround in the hearts of loved ones, daughters, sons, mothers, fathers, in Jesus' name, families to turn. I pray for a turnaround in their physical body, those that need a physical miracle in their bodies, healing right now for a loved one or for them. be healed in Jesus' name. I speak and prophesy the plans of heaven over their lives tonight. The obstacle, the problem, the challenge that's been holding them back, that's been hindering them, moves like a mountain being thrown into the sea now in the name of Jesus. Those online as well. Release victory over your people and give them a victorious mindset. Come on, someone say, I'm blessed. Come on, tell your neighbor you're blessed. Start speaking it out of your mouth. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. Guess what? I'm the head. I'm not the tail. You're not the hinder parts. Sometimes people act like that, but it's God's plan for them to act like Christ. Did you get something tonight?
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.